done in class. I guarantee.
Okay. This is kind of the last topic. And it's relational databases. There are whole courses on relational databases. We're going to do it in a day and a half. No problem.
That'd be good for my brain.
But there are whole classes on database development and database design. So, we are going to, as I said, do it in one day, not a problem. Okay, so normalization. A relational database should be normalized. It should be in what is called third normal form. So if you click on the thing that I said over here where I said normalization, third normal form, those gives the rules of third normal form. So if you have a database that has multiple tables, and we didn't have multiple tables in the databases that we did at the beginning of the semester. We just had one table, so we weren't concerned. But a database frequently has a dozen or so tables, 20 tables, whatever tables are needed. So if you are doing inventory, you're going to have a whole lot of tables about inventory. If you're doing payroll, you're going to have a whole lot of tables about payroll. We're going to look at student today in class, some of the very basic things you need for a student database. So, our relational database. A database is considered relational if it is in third normal form. And there are three rules for third normal form. There's actually about six rules, but only the first three are carefully followed. So a relationship is in first normal form if it does not contain repeating groups. And that's the easiest one. So if you're a student, you're going to take a bunch of courses. But I don't know how many courses you're going to take. If I try to set up a table, and I try to put on the table your name, your major, all that, and then I start with the courses, and I put the first course you took, and then I put the grade you got in that course, and then I put the second course, and maybe I put the semester you took them to, and I put all of those in, where do I stop? Do I decide that if I set up 30 slots, no student will take over 30 courses? So I'll set up 30 slots, okay? The minute I make that decision, the next day, a student is going to sign up for a 31st course and mess my whole system up, okay? So repeating groups are dangerous. And I always tell the story. A few years back, I was placing an order over a phone. And I wanted to order 7 or 8 things. And I got to 5. And the woman said, okay, thank you for your order. And I said, but I'm not done. And she said, well, I can only take 5 things. And I said, but I want 8. And she said, but I can't take 8. And we argued for a while. And then she finally said, all right, if you really want the other 3 things, clearly she wasn't getting paid based on... So she, at this point, she started a whole new thing and said, what is your name? What is your address? And she started basically a whole new order. So an order could only have 5 items because it had repeating group for 5 different objects on my order. And once I went over 5, I couldn't place anything else. She had to start a brand new order for me. Okay, so that's the danger of repeating groups. And the solution is to take and put the things that repeat into a separate table. So, for example, if I have a student table, And on my student table, I put the student ID, the student name, major, and then put address if I wanted it, or whatever I want about the student. And then I set up another table that can say student courses. Okay? And on the student courses table, I'm going to list the information about the course that each student took. So I will have something like, I need to know the student ID. So I will have the student ID. And then I need to know what course it is they took. So I'll put the course number or the course ID that tells me what course they took. Now, if a student took a course twice, I need to know that because student ID and course number will be the same. And so I have to think about the fact that not everybody passes the course the first time, and so they might take the course again. So I could put on here a field that says semester year. Okay, so semester year is when they took the course. And then I can put in a grade. Okay, so now I've got it broken down so that I don't have repeating groups. What I have is two tables. One that keeps the basic student information and one that keeps information about the courses they took. So if a student takes two courses, I will have two records here for that student. If a student takes 40 courses, I'll have 40 records here for that student. Because I will have one record for every course they took. And again, what that does is prevent the problem of if I try to carry the information on the student, and I said I'm going to set up slots for 30 courses. What happens when they want to take a 31st course? I tell them, sorry, you're going to have to go someplace else. How do I handle a 31st course? And that's the problem with repeating groups. So that's why third normal form relational databases have the rule of no repeating groups. Okay? Now, the other thing, while we've got this up here, we're going to talk a little bit about primary keys. Primary key uniquely identifies every record. Okay, so a primary key, if I know the primary key, I can go into a table and get one and only one record. Okay, so it uniquely identifies every record. So, in the case of a student table, the student ID is enough because I'm only going to give out the student ID once to a particular student, okay? And I've got a 9-digit ID that they're working with, so I can have a lot of students before I run out of unique numbers with a 9-digit ID. But if I run out, then I'm going to have to go back and change it to a 10-digit ID and add in other characters. Okay, so the student ID uniquely identifies. What about over under the student courses? What can I use for a primary key there? Remember, a primary key can be a group of fields. It doesn't have to be just one field. So what would be the primary key on student courses?
Student ID.
Student ID and... It's not going to be just student ID, because if it's just student ID, they can only take one course. If just student ID is the key over there, no student can take two courses, and BCC is going to go out of business real fast. Okay?
Course number.
And the course number. So student ID and the course number. But what about if they take the same course twice? Pardon me?
We need to choose the grade or multiple choice of grade.
Well, no, because I've got semester year there, and you can't take it twice the same semester, right? So semester year would identify. So what fields would have to be the primary key? Which ones?
Student ID.
Student ID.
The year.
The year, and what else?
Course.
The course number. So these three things together uniquely identify each record. Okay? If I know the student ID, the course number, and the semester year, I can go in and get one and only one record. And that's what a primary key wants to do for you. It wants to get one and only one record. Okay? Any other combination here would not get you only one record. Okay? But a student can only take a particular course once in a semester. So this will uniquely point to a particular course. Okay? So you might have student 111 is taking CIS. Yeah, right. We're into the three quarters thing. I can only stop writing at three quarters because the thing isn't working again, still and always. Okay. So if I have student 111, CIS 120, and fall of 16, and they got an F. So student 111 took CIS 120 again in the spring of 17 and got a B. Okay, so that uniquely identifies a particular thing. And then student 111 can also take CIS 121 in the fall of 16 and got a C in it. So I can keep going and I can have a whole load of courses, a whole load of records for student 111 and list all of the courses they took and the semester they took it in, and I can set up a table that gives me access. Now, the other thing that I need when I've got a table is I need something to link the tables together. And in my case here, the thing that is linking the tables is the student ID. So that's the thing that links the table. Okay, so I can basically go in and say, I want to see all the records for student for student 111. Okay, so when they make your transcript up for you, that's what they do. They go in and say, for each student, find all the matches over on the course table and put those together to make your transcript. And then they order it by date so that they have all of the semester courses together. Okay? So they say, okay, so I want student 111. I will come in here and find all the courses that student 111 took, and I will order them by semester year so that you can put them together in your transcript. So I will do the sorting or the ordering by the year, and I can then put together a transcript. Okay? You were far too ambitious about getting out the...
I know.
Would you pass that along around?
That's very answer.
Okay, just give it to me. And if you came in late, you're responsible for coming up and signing this sheet. Okay? So, now that satisfies the rule of, or shows, illustrates the rule of no repeating groups. Okay, because I cannot have the repeating courses in the student table or it just doesn't work. And this is the workaround that I can use. Okay. And I want to edit C. select all, edit copy, edit paste, so I can write on it some more, and I'm going to take out the example so I have more room. Okay, so now if I go back to the rules, it says a relation is in first normal form if it does not contain repeating groups. A relationship is in second normal form if it is in first normal form and no non-key attribute is dependent on only a portion of the primary key. Okay, so anybody want to explain what that means? The translation of that is basically a relationship is in second normal form if it's already in first normal form and no non-key attribute, so that means a field that is not part of the key. If no non-key attribute is dependent on only a portion of the primary key. So if I come back here, grade is dependent on all three of these things. Okay? Grade is dependent on who the student was, what course it was, and what semester year they took it. Okay? If I tried to add in here something like course name, okay, does that work? What is course name dependent on?
Course number.
Course number, and only course number. Course name is not dependent on who the student is. It's somewhat dependent on the semester year if they go and change the name of the course, but we'll assume that it is dependent on only the course number. Okay? So I can't put that in here. That would be something that I can't put in there. If I want to know the course name, then what I think about is, okay, I will now set up a course table. So I will set up, yep. We're at the two-thirds limit. Wonderful. So I will set up a course table. And my course table will have on it the course number. And then I can put the course name here. And I can put the number of credits here. And I can put what department it is in. So I can put a lot of things about the course. Okay, what would the primary key be on that particular table?
Course number.
Course number. Okay, so the primary key is the course number. And that's where I can put the course name. And I have a link up to here. Okay, so if I wanted to point out, which you want to when you're doing, we talked about a transcript, your transcript has on it both the course number and the course name. So if I want to do your transcript, I've got to link over from the course number to the course name and get the course name to print on the transcript right next to the course number. So if I'm doing your transcript, I'm going to need all three of these tables because I've got to pull together information from all three to make the transcript. Okay. Does that make sense? Okay. So I have my course number can link up to the student course table, and therefore I can get other information. So if I am printing out information about the courses the student took, I can link over here to the course table and grab the course name and grab the number of credits if I want it. and put those on my list of what I'm showing.
Okay.
So, I cannot have anything on a table that doesn't relate to all of the fields in the table. All the fields in the key. So grade is about a student taking a course a particular semester year, and that works. But anything that doesn't relate to all three of those fields just plain doesn't work. Okay? So that's now in second normal form. Questions?
I thought you used to calibrate the smart board every time you walk into a room.
Pardon me?
I thought you used to calibrate the smart board every time.
I do, but every once in a while, it decides and gives me the calibrator only using 3/4 of the screen. And nobody has been able to figure out why randomly it decides today is a 3/4 day. But it does. Okay? So when it's a 3/4 day, I smile sweetly and curse it as I am running. And only can use 3/4. But look, if I draw a line, it stops.
Now, what if you just draw on where that 3/4 is? Pretty straight line you just drew right there.
Yeah, right.
Be great for drawing in blocks, I guess.
Technology is a wonderful thing when it works. So anyway, yes. Okay, and I forgot that we were on 3/4 time because what I was doing this morning, I wasn't writing over on the side. Okay, so now, a relationship is in third normal form if it is in second normal form and if the only determinants it contains are candidate keys. And that kind of applied to what I was talking about before. Okay, so if I decided over here to have a major code and a major name, I can't do that because major name is determined by major code. It's not determined by you, the student ID, which is the primary key. It is determined by the major code. And the rule is that I can't have anything that is a determinant, and that makes that a determinant in here. So I would have to set up another field So we'll set up another table called major, and it would have on it a major code and a major name. Okay, so the primary key would be the major code. It would link over to the major code there. And the major name would not be allowed. I can get the major name by coming over and plucking it out of the major name over here. Okay? So that makes it a relational database that's in third normal form. And if people follow these very basic rules when they are developing a database, it actually works, and you get something that it makes sense. Okay. Some other kinds of things that you have to think about when you're doing this is relationships between things. So you can have a one-to-one relationship. between tables. I'm gonna go over. Yep. One-to-one relationship between tables. So when would you have a one-to-one relationship? Not very often. But let's say you have an employee want to keep sensitive information about an employee, and then you have other information about an employee that everyone can access. So you might have basically two tables about employee. They would both have the same primary key, and you can relate to them. But one of them would have security on it such that only certain people could access it, and the other one would have open access that everybody could access it. So, you know, your telephone number, your desk telephone number, your job description, whatever, would be on the everybody can see this, okay? But things about your salary would be on the not everybody can see this, okay? So you could have an employee table and an employee confidential table. And they would both have the employee number as the primary key, but it would contain different information. Okay? Whatever you determined everybody could see, again, things like your extension. Everybody should be able to see your phone extension, your email, your company email address, your job description. Or job title. All of those would fall under the regular employee table. But things that you consider confidential, like salaries and reviews information, would fall under the confidential. And only people with certain access codes would be able to get to that one. Okay. Another one you can have is a one-to-many relationship. And we saw that already when we had the student table and the student course table. So that was a one-to-many relationship. One student can take many courses. Okay. So one student can take many courses. So that's a one-to-many relationship. Okay, and we laid that out on the previous slide or two back. Then the next one is a many-to-many relationship. And my favorite example that I found on this sometime is a star and movies. Okay, so I have the star ID and the star's name and any other information I want to carry about the star. And for my movie table, I have the movie number and the movie name. Yep, there we go. And any other information that you want to keep about the movie. Now the problem is that I can't carry information about what movies the star was in over here, because that would be repeating groups. If I tried to carry all of the movies that this star was in over here, it's repeating groups. And what do I decide? That no star can get in more than 20 movies, and I only have room for 20, and when they were in the 21st, tough luck, I can't put them in. The same problem happens in movie. I can't list the stars here because how many stars are going to be in a particular movie? So I can't. I break the repeating group thing with each one. So what I establish when I do this is I can establish what's called a bridge table. It bridges between the two of these. And so it's the bridging between star and movie. And so I will put the star ID here. I will put the movie ID here. And I can put information, for example, the salary that they got for doing that movie. Okay? These two would be the primary key, the star and the movie. And the star and the movie together would generate the salary, the pay that the person got for being in that movie. And the salary relates both to the star and to the movie. And so it follows the rules of it has to relate to all parts of the key. So a many-to-many usually results in a bridge table. And this is a bridge table. It bridges the two. Okay? Questions. As I said, this is a full semester course, lots of places. And look how much you know already. It's basically what I want you to do, what I want to do is kind of introduce this idea so that when somebody starts talking about a relational database and everything, you have a vague idea what they're talking about. Okay? Because there isn't any field that you're in IT that you're not dealing with data. And data is usually stored in a database. Okay, so you're going to be involved in data, and you're going to be involved in data stored in the database, no matter what you're doing. Okay. So, those are some of the basic concepts. So now what I want to do is... I don't want that. Is come back here, and this again was the three rules for the normal form. And I want to look at the student four table database. And I'm looking at data needed first, and then we'll look at the database. Come on, you can do it. There we go. Okay, so we've already kind of looked at this as we've been going through this. So I know that I'm going to want to have a student table. And the student table will have that. Okay, in this example, I talked about a department as opposed to a major. Okay, so I said instead of major is CI, I said department is CI. So that is kind of like the major. In what I just did, and I forgot I called it that. Okay, this is information about the courses. And this is information about students' courses, the students taking courses. And that ended up with the four tables, okay, with four tables being involved. So these data, if I look at this and I analyze it kind of the way we just did, I'm going to end up with four tables being involved. So now I'm going to go and bring up access. Okay. So if you look at the Student 4 table database, so I've now laid this out in a database. Okay. So I'm going to enable content and I'm going to save it on the E drive. Yeah, right. Okay, so those are the four tables that I have. The first one is the student table. So if I look at this, okay, can we go away? If I look at this and look at the design view, okay, I've got the student ID and notice the primary key next to it. So I've got a student ID, student name, city, state, department code, which is like major, and the student's GPA, okay? So that's the information that I'm carrying on the student table, okay? And the student ID is my primary key. Now, the thing that I have to look at here is the things that I said were links should be links, should be the same type and the same size, okay? So this is a field that I'm going to use to link. And so I want to look at it and say, okay, this is a short text field, and I'm going to check and see how many characters it is, and I need to know the size as well. Because when I write the student ID over on the next table that I'm linking to, I'm going to want to make it the same type and the same size. Okay? Same type and the same size. Now, there are most people, I think, will also give it the same name because it's a lot easier to keep track of what you're calling things if you give it the same name. You don't have to give it the same name. You can give it another name. But good luck at keeping track of what's what if you give it another name. Okay, you've just got to remember what you called it. So I recommend giving it the same name. Okay, so now I'm going to go to the student course table. Well, I've got a bunch of them, but I'm going to go to the student course table. I should also have said that department code is going to be a link, because department code is also going to be a link, and it is going to link to the department table. Student ID is going to link to the student course table. So I'm going to have two links from here. Now, I can see that department code is a short text for two characters because I happen to have that highlighted right now. And I'm going to go up and highlight student ID and find out what that is, and that was five characters. So student ID was five characters, department code was two characters. So if I now go to the student course table, there's the student course table, and notice that I have three things as the primary key. And the way I did that is I highlighted all three and then hit the primary key thing up there. So you highlight all three, and then you can hit the primary key icon, and you will have them all as primary keys. And notice that student ID is a short text field and is five characters, and I named it student ID. Okay. So, that means that I've set it up to be a good link. Now, if I go to the department table, the department code is the primary key. Notice it's spelt the same way. It's also a short text, and it's also two characters. So that link is going to work. Okay? Now, if I go to the course table, the course table has a course number that is six characters and short text. Now, where else is the course occurring? It's occurring on the student course table. So I'm going to check and make sure that it's called course number, and it is. It's short text, and it is six. So all my links are working, are set up so they'll be able to work well. They have the same type, they have the same size, and for my sanity, they have the same name. Okay, but they don't have to have the same name. Okay, so I have data in all of these tables now. So my students, if I view my student table, I've got some data in there. If I view my student course table, I've got some data in there of courses that they're taking. Okay. If I view the department table, I've got just two departments or majors. Again, I chose and used them like a department, like a major. And if I look at the course table, I have five different courses. Okay. So, now if I want to, I can do some querying. So I'm going to close this down, and I'm going to create a query. So I'm going to say create query design. Okay, remember back 3 months ago? When you did queries, we're now going to do create query design. And now I'm getting multiple tables that I can use. So for now, I'm just going to use, let's say, the student table and the student course table. Now, these are not linked. Sometimes you will see, if you've played with the database and everything, that a link has been established between the things you want to have linked. What is the field that I want to use to link these two tables together? Student ID. So if I put my cursor on one and drag it over on top of the other, I'd establish that link. Okay, so I just put my cursor on the student ID in the student table, and I drag it over to the student ID on the course table, and it makes a link between the two. Okay. So now I've got to determine what it is that I want. So I'm going to say I want the student ID, I want the student name, and I'm going to pull down the student ID again just to show you. I ordinarily wouldn't do that because they're linked, so they're going to be the same, but that will show you. So this is showing you that this is the student ID on the student table, and this is the student ID on the student course table, and it tells you that. If you are writing SQL, and SQL, you use the word student ID, it would get confused if I tried to do this. So on SQL, I would write student.studentID, studentCourse.studentID, and that tells it what table the field is on. Okay? in the user interface, I can, by dragging it down, it knows what table I'm talking about, and it puts in the table name down here to tell it which table the stuff is coming from. So now let's say I want to drag down the course number, the semester, year, and the grade. Okay, so I can drag all of those down. And when I run this, there's my output. So, Jane Costa was taking two courses. John Doe apparently was only taking one. David Smith was taking two. Linda Brown, two. And James Souza was taking three. So they linked, and notice that the student IDs are the same because they linked. Okay. Now I'm going to go back, and I'm going to delete that link. Okay, so I've deleted the link now. They're not linked anymore. And if I run this now, look what I get. Because I didn't link them, I get every possible combination. So the student ID of 111 is linked to a 12345, it's linked to a 222, it's linked to everything. I'm getting every possible combination. So if you forget to link them, it will link every course to every student, which is worthless information. I mean, it's totally worthless information. Okay? So, if I forget to put the link in, this is what I end up with. So now if I go back to the view and I put in the link and I run it, I just get the links where the IDs are the same. Now again, I put in the ID twice just so you could see it. In reality, I wouldn't do that because I have faith, okay, that it would give me the same. And notice this has got the student.studentID and the studentcourse.studentID, which, since they're different fields, I need to know which table they came from. Okay. Course number is only on one table, so it just says course number. But when I've got the same field up there twice, I have to specify which table it came from. And I do that in the drag process. I don't have to overtly do it. By dragging from the different tables, it determines that. Okay. So, I'm going to close this. And you want to save the changes? Sure. And I will call this link stu and stu course or something like that and establish that query. Okay, so now I'm going to create another query. So I'm saying create query design. And this time I'm going to do the student table and the student course table again. And this time, I want it only for, let's see, CI majors. Okay, so department code of CI. So I'm going to bring down the student ID. bring down the student name, bring down the department code, bring down the course number, the semester year, and the grade. Okay? And under department code, I'm going to write equals CI. Okay? Because I only want CI majors. So I am writing equals CI. Okay. So now if I run this, I'm only getting CI majors. I'm only getting the records for CI majors. Anybody that was a BU major is not showing up on this list. So this is only CI majors. Okay. So I can also come over here . Let's say I want CI majors that are taking CIS 120 or CIS 121. How would you do that? You do it. I want CI majors that are taking either CIS 120 or CIS 121. Hey, Eric, want to nudge the guy next to you who's falling asleep?
At least he showed up.
Huh?
At least he showed up.
You father got me like what?
What did you hit to link them again?
I just dragged one over on top of the other. Okay, so what are you putting in to get CI in either 120 or 121? Actually, you don't need the equal sign. You can leave out the equal sign. Because if you don't put one, the equal sign is assumed, just like it was in the other stuff you've done. So I said the department code has to be CI, and the course number can be either CIS 120, so I can have CI and CIS 120, or CI and CIS 121. And if I run this, that's what I've got. They're all CI majors, and they've either got a 120 or a 121. Okay, so now let's try one where I want you to go in and also use the department table and a department name and have two things in an OR relationship. Okay, so I want you to go in and include the department name as well as the other information. And I want you to decide on two things in an OR relationship. You decide what you want. So try doing that. So I want three tables. I want course, student, department. I want three tables. Notice, by the way it defaults to doing this is if a query involves the table, it puts the queries underneath it so that you can see what queries go with what table. Next Tuesday, I've got 5 guest speakers coming in to talk about careers. I would really appreciate it if all of you and some of you at home would come. Number one, I think you'll learn a lot, and it will be an interesting thing. But number two, I'd like to make these 5 people think it was worthwhile coming. And if they show up and there's 5 people here, they're going to say, "You're right, I took a day off from work for this." So I would like, to get as many people as I can coming to listen to them. And they're, from a variety of different fields and do a variety of different things, so they're kind of some interesting people. Some of them are mentors, so you may run into the person that was a mentor, too. Okay, so we're going to go in and we're going to say create query design. And then what did you do here? And for some reason, it decided to link department, and I'm linking student. So I've got them all linked together. Okay. So now I'm going to bring down student ID, student name, department code, department name, course number, grade, whatever I want. And semester year, and I'm going to say I want people who took department code of CI, and that's why I have to put quotes around it. Department code of CI or course number of marketing, I think 155 was what I had. So my or, I'm saying I want either CI majors or people that took marketing 155. Okay, so that's my or relationship. You could have any or relationship you wanted. And I don't know if I'm going to get anybody. Yeah. No, they're all CI majors. I didn't pick up any BU majors that took Marketing 111. Just curious if there are any. So if I say I want either CIS 120 or marketing 155, no, apparently 120. Hello? CIS 120 or marketing 155. Is marketing 155 not there?
It might be marketing 111.
Okay.
It is marketing 111.
All right. So that would explain why I didn't get it in the last one. So let me go back to that. And I'm going to have CI and marketing 111. Yeah, and now I got a business student that took marketing 111. Okay, so that's what I was looking for before. So now set up one and use all four tables and link them all together. So if I want all four tables, I'm going to put all four tables up, and I need to link those together. And you can either put some criteria on or not. So I'm going to have the student table. Okay. So there are my four tables, and I need to link and course number. Okay, so luckily I get to drag these around because it makes the lines a little bit easier if I can drag them around so I can see them a little more clearly. I can leave it like that and it links through. It's just not as clear as when I kind of drag them around so that the links don't go underneath something. So I've now got these four tables all linked together. And I can take and say, I want the student ID from here, the student name from, oops, I didn't bring it down. Student ID, student name, department code, department name, course number, course name, and grade or something, whatever you want to see. But I've got something from all four tables. Okay. And so I've got output that came from all four tables. The really tricky part of this is the design of the database. And when a design of a database is done, it usually involves a whole lot of people from the business because you need to understand the business side of it, and a lot of technicians because you have to understand the technical side of it. And you put all of those in a room and you try to come up with what tables you're going to want and what data is going to be on the tables. And it is an interesting experience. So I'll save this. Do you want to save the changes? Yes, four tables. And save it. So now I have the queries, as I said, four tables. Is going to show up under each one of these as I look at it. Each one of those is under four tables. Okay. Four tables, I said that backwards. Four tables is under each table. The four tables query is under each table. There, I think I said it right. Okay, so we're going to have all of 10 minutes to work on this. I lied. what I've got here is a database that I want you to set up, and I'm not having you design it. I am telling you the design. So the donor ID is the primary key for the donor table. Then I have a donation table. And the donation table has four fields on it. And I want you to make these three the primary key. So that means when you set it up, because you're going to set this up in Access, when you set it up, you're going to highlight those three and hit the key icon to make them all part of the key. And then amount relates to them all, so it follows the rules. Of amount relates to donor, it relates to what drive they gave to, and it relates to the date that they gave it. And then I have a drive, so I have different drives that I am going after. Animal shelter, kids' house, whatever. I have different drives that I'm collecting money for. Okay? So that would be the primary key over there. So you need to set up these three tables in Access and populate them, meaning put some data into them. And then I've got a bunch of queries that I want you to do doing the database. Okay, so what you have to do is send in the database for me. So you're going to have a field on the donation called donor ID, drive number, date of the donation, and another field called amount. Okay, so you're going to set up those fields, and when you do the queries, you're going to link and do the queries depending on how many of the tables you want. Okay, but those are the things you want to set up, and again, you're going to do this with data that you make up. Remember again that donor ID on the two tables should be of the same type and the same size. Drive number to drive number should be on the same type with the same size. Date of the donation, I don't care how you want to do that. You can make it a date field or you can just write in a date in a text field. I don't care how it goes. So you can put the date in any way you want to. Okay, so you can start, if you want to, start setting it up in Access. And and again, remember that I will not be here on Thursday, but Eric will. And he'll be here actually all morning. And you can come in anytime during the morning because it's an open lab from 9:30 to 2:30.